Connor Boyack has been pitching back and forth with Paul Merrill after Paul told him that his libertarian opinion was... there was a serious discussion about liberty was no place for a libertarian opinion. That was a Paul Merrill quote off Twitter from about an hour ago, which caused us both to laugh. They were discussing the... whatever they're doing down in Salt Lake today. Yeah, the liquor, new liquor licenses.
Basically started out as, Paul Merrill making some you know, Paul Merrill-y comments about liquor licenses. He's not a fan of adding more.
And Connor Boyack, of course, chiming in with his libertarian stuff about how, Paul said, more liquor licenses equals more law enforcement, so much for a free society, to which Connor Boyack responded, so let's just get rid of both. And I wasn't sure if he was talking about liquor licenses or law enforcement or society, which would, frankly, is what would ensue if you got rid of law and law enforcement. But then this gem, just 13 minutes ago from Connor, actually Jason, I had to throw it out there. He said licentiousness is a problem, sure. Somebody pointed out that licentiousness is a reason we have laws, because men aren't angels, like libertarians seem to think, and they often abuse freedom with their licentiousness and thus harm others. Connor said licentiousness is a problem, sure, but a societal problem does not, contrary to conservative belief, justify government intervention. Pause. Wait for it, Jason. What? Maybe that again. A societal problem does not, contrary to conservative belief, justify government intervention. This is why you can't talk to these people. There is nothing that justifies government intervention in their... Nothing!
That's why...
And they don't live in a real world.
And Paul's response was perfect, because...
Paul, and I'm not there yet. I just saw that.
That is literally...
What did Paul say?
Paul said... let me find the exact quote here so that I get it right, because he was funnier than I will be.
Societal problems do not justify... that is exactly what a government is there for, actually.
For the most part, yes. I mean, that's kind of the point.
Address the public good.
Yeah.
And mostly by protecting private rights, yes. But that's not the only thing.
The debate is more over, where we draw certain lines in there. But it's definitely not a discussion, at least. And as Paul puts it, here's Paul's response to Connor. He says, a serious discussion about freedom is no place for a libertarian opinion.
That was it.
And that's just perfect, because that's,
because there can be no serious discussion. No. There can be no discussion with a libertarian, a true hardcore libertarian. Yeah. Jonathan's a little bit more... I should say grounded in reality.
Yeah, he's pragmatic. Jonathan, even as a self-professed and lifelong, as long as I've known Jonathan, libertarian, he will tell you there is a role for government.
Beyond making sure that I can protect my property?
Yeah.
That I can stand on my property with a gun and shoot whoever wants to come on it?
Yeah.
Because that's the only role, legitimate role, I hear cited from a lot of libertarians. A lot of them don't even go that far. If you're a true libertarian, you don't even see that. There is no need for any government, because men should just govern themselves. And it sounds like that's where Connor's going with this. Just ridiculous. Absolutely. We're saying it in jest, and it is a joke, but...
But it is hard to have a real discussion.
But there is no real serious discussion from that viewpoint.
Yeah. And this is... We'll get Paul to chime in on this on Monday, because this is a great conversation to have with Paul, where Paul firmly agrees, speaking for him a bit here, but Paul is probably one of the most... conservative people in Utah, he socially and every other way, he will tell you he agrees there's a balance, there's a line between liberty and order, as he says it.
Yes.
And that's something that not just conservatives, but
progressives, that they have to coexist, but that one does not in fact exist without the other.
Yeah. And that's something all political walks deal with. Everybody draws the lines in different places, and that's why we get in these arguments between left and right. But
But those who do not acknowledge that you have to have some sort of ordering, or that the government is not, I guess that's the way they take it, government is not a legitimate ordering influence in society.
And also,
I just can't go there. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I agree.